Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. How many know Jesus is worthy? The worship team, thank you. How many know Jesus is worthy in this place? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a powerful, powerful presence of God in this place. Amen. Very, very heavy. Amen. I know God is preparing us right for this morning's message, for this timing, for this season that we're in. Amen. How many can feel that God wants to do something special within our lives? I don't know about you, but I can feel that God is ready to do something special at another level. Can somebody say amen? Amen. As they were just saying earlier, we know that that the women just came back from the leadership retreat there in San Antonio, Texas. Amen. I know I seen our pastor's wife. She was posting some videos and some of the messages that were going forth, right? And we know that they came back on fire for Jesus. Did the women come back on fire for Jesus? Yeah. Hallelujah. And we have a few testimonies here this morning. Amen. As I call up the testimonies that are going to come. Amen. The testimonies, Sister Bianca. Amen. And Sister Julie, as they can make their way. Praise the Lord. I know they're going to give a testify, amen, what God has done, amen, there at the leadership retreat, amen.
Amen. I believe this was my second women's convention, but I believe this time God spoke to me, and I might not be a leader yet, but now I'm equipped, and I know I have everything that I need to be a leader, and, you know, I have friends out there that I want to save, so I want to keep continuing to do God's will and just let him have his way within my life. Amen.
Amen. For time's sake, but I just feel like I'm at the Academy Awards where I want to thank everybody. I love you all. I thank God for my salvation. I wouldn't be saved, delivered, healed by the blood of the Lamb. I would have continued to be that old person who didn't have a clue. But today, I know who I serve. I thank God for Pastor Charlie, Sister Marlene, Alex, Bianca, and Elias, Serena family. Sister Marlene said, we have to love you, Julie. Because I was hurting, I hurt others, the very people, but they gave me another chance, and another chance. And how many know that Jesus gives us second, third, and fourth chances? I thank God for Pastor Felipe, Sister Lily, Little Genesis. Whatever you need, Sister Julie, we're here for you. Whatever you need, of course we're going to help you out. Whatever we need. The discipleship with the men's home, I thank God for you, because that's where God touched me, was in the men's home. I thank God. I thank God for my leaders, for Sister Julie and Pastor Sonny, for the eldership, for the leaders set before me, Father God, for those who paved the way, Father God. I thank God for those who are continuing no matter what. Pastor Sonny is celebrating 80 years of his life. He could have said, I'm finished serving, but no, he's not finished serving yet. He has so much more he wants to do for God in and through our lives. He's not finished, you know. No, he's not finished, but I thank everybody. I thank my little Cedric. I tell him every day, God gave you to me. God gave you to me. When I didn't have hope, God gave me another life to be entrusted with. I couldn't be entrusted with my own life. He gave me another life, and not just another life. Other lives are depending on Julie to make it. People are counting on me. Little Cedric was broken today before I stepped foot in here. He's broken for me. He's grieving because that enemy is at me. Last night, I couldn't breathe. I had an asthmatic attack. I had a rash from head to toe, an allergic reaction to who knows what. But thank God I am here today. Thank God I am here. Dear Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for your unmeasurable grace and mercy, Father God. I thank you that you're the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you did it once, you can do it again, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Speak to the hearts of your people, Father God. Set me far, far aside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And there's power in the testimony, my God. Power in the testimony. Amen. But I just want to thank God from beginning beginning to end, Sister Julie talked about leadership qualities and of discipling and discipling others and making disciples. And the things that I brought back to my city was consistency. No longer am I going to be inconsistent. No longer am I going to start strong and then fall back and start strong and fall back and start strong. I'm going to continue. I'm like that horse. Horses have blinders on and they're covered. And then all of a sudden the blinders flipped open and it was like, no, God needed to close those blinders again so that I continue to go straight. And then also priorities. I'm going to come back to this city with priorities. Jesus first and Jesus center. Jesus first and Jesus center. No longer are they Julie's priorities anymore because that got me nowhere. No longer is it going to be what Julie wants. It's for everybody. It's for others are counting on me because there's something inside of me for other people. It's no longer about me. The end times are coming. The end times are coming. Our Lord is coming very soon for his people. He's coming too soon. So that I'm taking here home for my city. And the message that really spoke out to me was Sister Gina's Taurus on Wednesday. She talked about transitions and how many people know that we all go through transitions, coming and going of leadership, coming and going of building churches from the ground up all the way. We have a church. We have so many people that come faithful and then so many people fall back. And seasons of transitions. But how many people know it's a fresh beginning when you're in a transition? Something new. God wants to continually do something new in one's lives. I already had a title of as a leader, a home director's wife. I already had a title of a life group leader. But God, from this trip, is taking me all the way back to square one, all the way back to the beginning. I have to eat a lot of humble pie, a lot of humble pie. It was not God's timing for all those things to take place. That was just preparation for how he wants to catapult me forward into this city. He wants to take it as a learning experience. And through that, we are learning how to lock arms with our sisters, lock arms in prayer. Those who are heavy in evangelism, lock arms with your sister. Lock arms to those people. Lock arms, Lord God. Pray for your disciples' salvation. Pray for their godly character. Pray for them to answer God's call upon their life. And Sister Jennifer, she talked about declaring those things. We have to declare for our healings. We have to declare for our breakthroughs. We have to declare those things as if they are and not as if they were. The scripture that spoke out to me was in 1 Peter, for it says we have to pursue righteousness and then we shall be healed in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. How many know that she's on fire for Jesus? Hallelujah. Amen. She was reiterating, a whole bunch of, what the speakers were speaking. Amen. And as they came and gave their testimonies, amen, just a simple couple words was a fulfillment of God's assignment came to me. Amen. A fulfillment of God's assignment. So they know they have an assignment, right? But it has to be fulfilled, right? They have to carry that assignment because God has given us an assignment and we see that fire in them, right? They know that God has called them. They know that they have an assignment to fulfill. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we get into this timing of service, we're going to have a 5 minutes of fire. Amen. How many are ready to have 5 minutes of fire? Yeah. Amen. We're going to hear, amen, from a woman of God, right? I believe she's been saved 2.5 years now. Amen. 2.5 years, right? Answering the call of God, responding to God's call. Amen. We know that she's a Women's Home alumni, yeah. Right? She graduated the Women's Home. Right, she came in. I seen when she came in, right? She was, amen, a drug addict, amen, just out there, right? But we see God's transforming power upon our life today. Amen. And after the women's home, she was able to go to the training center. Right? She was able to go to the West Coast Urban Training Center. She was trained and equipped at another level, at a dynamic level for 6 months. Amen. I know that she's called, amen, to be a women's home director. Amen. She's on fire for Jesus. Without further ado, let me welcome up Sister Connie as she makes her way up here this morning.
Amen. Amen. I'm so excited to be here this morning after a week in Texas. I want to thank God first and foremost for my salvation. I thank him every day that I'm standing here because I shouldn't be alive. I shouldn't be here in front of you all today. I want to thank Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie for their yes. They simply said yes 80 years ago, 60 years ago. They said yes to God's call, amen. And my pastors, I love my pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. I'm so grateful for you. I'm not going to cry. I'm grateful for the opportunity that they give me to be here today. Amen. And with that, I'm going to read in Proverbs 18:21, if you guys could go with me there in your Bibles. And the word of God this morning reads, "The tongue can bring life and death. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences." Amen. And with that, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you. God, I pray that you hide me behind your cross, God. Let this be you that speaks, my God, and not me, God. Let it be your word, my God, that your children need. God, we love you, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you're taking notes this morning, the title of my message is, "You Are the Atmosphere." Amen. We are called to spread the good news. We're called to go to the world and recruit disciples. We're called to disciple the nations. Today, I have a question for you. Do you want to be a generation that speaks death to the living, or do you want to speak life to the dying? Amen. How many know that our words can either, they can kill people or they can bring life to people? Amen. And when we walk around all day and we're murmuring and complaining about how such a bad day we're having, we woke up on the wrong side of the bed, we got splashed with a little water, we stepped in a puddle. Imagine what Jesus went through. Amen. How can we complain about such little things in our life or be so sad when we live in living water? Every day we have the ability to have life by reading our Bibles. There's people that don't know that you can gain life just from reading simple words on a page, amen, that was given over 2,000 years ago. And today, I know I can find myself in these pages, amen. Words that were written 2,000 years ago, and I can find words for me today in here, amen. There's a man that's in the men's home right now that I know. I've seen him smile when he gets rebuked. I've never smiled when I got rebuked before. I promise you that. That's an atmosphere changer. He changes the atmosphere when he gets rebuked. How can you even stay mad at him? Amen. And a woman in Jacksonville, her name is Rhonda. We all met her this week here at the retreat, but I met her in 2018 at my first women's conference. Amen. And she told me that I changed the way she looked at people. She told me that the way that I acted changed how she looked at people. And when I seen her this week, it made me change how I looked at people. Nothing could have fazed her. She was so happy all the time. She spoke life and positivity every moment. I was so grateful that I got to spend a week with her. I was grateful that she's a Jacksonville cheerleader. Amen. And I want to be that cheerleader for Milwaukee. I want to be the one that's jumping and hollering at the altars. I want to be the one that's excited to serve God today. Amen. One more question for you today. Are you guys people that are living in victory, or are you still a victim? Amen. We can't stay with a victim mentality. We can't stay that we're still bound and broken and hurting, because you're not. Today, each and every one of you are here, and you're no longer bound. You're no longer addicted to drugs or alcohol, but you're here today within the house of God. Amen. There's a dying world, and we live with eternal life today. We live in the living waters, amen, of God. How can we not celebrate and be joyful of that? How can we not be just excited to be here today, amen? The first and second generations that went before us, they cried out to God, "Give us souls lest we die. Give us souls lest we die." But today's generation, I fear that they're growing up and just asking God, "Give me. Give me for themselves." We don't want to raise a selfish generation. We want that generation that's asking for souls, that's asking to save people. Amen. I want to be a generation that raises up the kids coming under us, the new gen, the gang. Amen. I want them to raise up and want to go out and hit the streets. I want them to be excited to save people's lives today. Amen. Let us raise up a generation of faith, not a generation of victims, amen? Because we're not living in times where we can be victims any longer. We need to step out, and we need to step into the grace and mercy that God gives us every single day, amen? So no longer should we complain or be mad because we get asked to serve, or can we complain because we're asked to go evangelize, but we should be excited to go tell somebody that God loves them, just as somebody once told us, amen? Without that God loves you, I wouldn't be here today, and I'm so, so, so grateful for that, amen? With that, I just want to close out in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before you, God. I thank you, God, for this word, God. And I pray, God, that your word goes forth, God, throughout this entire service, God. We love you, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How many is ready for some more fire? Amen. Amen. So with that, I'm going to introduce this amazing woman of God. She's been saved for 3 years. She's also a West Coast UTC alumni. She loves her region and her gang girls. Amen. Help me welcome up Sister Janie. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just grateful to be home. Amen. I just want to start off by thanking God for my salvation. And I also want to thank Pastor Sunny and Sister Julie for my ministry, and Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning. Amen. And I want to start off in the book of Ruth 1:16. And I'm just going to let you guys turn there. And as you guys turn there, I'm just going to break down the scripture a little bit. Naomi was a woman that lost her family, amen. And Ruth was her disciple and her daughter-in-law. So Ruth lost her her husband, amen. And Ruth 1:16 says, Ruth replied, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God," amen. And I remember when I first got saved, this was the first book I read. The first message I spoke about was Ruth and how I wanted to be just like Ruth, how she followed her her people. I mean, followed her leader, amen. And with that, I'm just going to pray in really quick. God, I thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, God, for your revelation, God. And I pray, God, that people will be able to receive this message today, Father, in your heavenly name. Amen. 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 And like I was saying, Ruth followed her leader, amen. She had many characteristics. She was loyal. She was committed, amen. And she was an armor bearer. And that's why I looked up to her. She was always close to her leader. And Naomi was her leader, amen. And I believe that what Sister Gina was talking about was there's a season to be Ruth and there's a season to be Naomi, amen. And I believe that I'm stepping into a season to be Naomi. Naomi was a leader that didn't waver, amen. That was one of her characteristics. She didn't waver. She just lost her family, but yet she was still willing to disciple Ruth. And I just want to share a little bit personal stuff this morning, amen. My younger sister, she was really sick, and before I left, I didn't really want to talk about it, and it's still really touchy to myself, amen. But I believe that because of my testimony that it'll touch other people, amen. Amen. I believe that if I speak about it, amen, it'll be power, amen. Because this week they were saying that your testimony and pain is power, amen. And I was so discouraged, and I was like, man, God, I'm giving everything, and I'm leaving my family, God. And how can I see my sister when I went to go visit her? She couldn't even walk because she was losing her breath, amen. But when I read about Naomi, she lost her whole family, and she was still willing to lead Ruth, amen. And I want to be a Naomi when I see these young girls looking at me and following me, amen. I want to be someone that they can look at and say, she doesn't waver. She doesn't lose her convictions when she gets old, when she goes through it, amen. And just as Connie was speaking, she said that you should, your pain is power, amen. And suffering, Sister Jen said that suffering, amen, thank you, suffering is a platform, amen. And if Naomi didn't lose her family, she wouldn't have been spoken about, right? And I see these young girls, and I started to get convicted, because one thing that was spoken in the gang girl session was, we're not managers, we're not event coordinators, amen. But Naomi cared about her disciple, and I want to be that. I want to be someone that can care about their disciple, that can lead. And I think about leaders, right? And I think about being busy in ministry, but leaders aren't just busy, but they love their disciples. They're willing to pour themselves out. Just as Naomi was willing to pour herself out, I want to be willing to pour myself out, amen, to use my pain as a platform and to have the prayer, God, use my pain for power. And Sister Jen said something so powerful. She said that, she said, stop waiting and crying and start prophesying, amen. And I'm done waiting and crying. I'm done crying about my sister. I'm done crying about the salvation of my family, because I believe as I go out and speak to the young people, salvation will come. And I just want to prophesy right now that my sister, she'll be able to speak. She'll be able to walk. She won't have to cry anymore. I'll no longer cry for my sister. And I prophesy over you guys that you guys will become Naomis, that no longer will we be hiding behind our leaders. Sometimes I have a habit of serving and serve because I'm scared to step out. Amen. But now was a time to be Naomi, to step out, to stop crying and start prophesying. God said that
Count it all joy when we go through different things, because it produces perseverance. Amen. Nothing formed against us shall prosper. When he sees us, he sees us more precious than rubies. Amen. And if he takes care of the animals, why won't he take care of us? Amen. This is why it's important to get in our scripture, so we don't conform to the world, but we'll be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. To fight with scripture, to prophesy over our lives. Amen. And this is what I got from the women's leadership. If we could just all bow our heads and close our eyes. God, I come before you, God, and I thank you, Father, for your word. And I pray, God, that the words that come forth, Father, will be on fertile soil, God, that you would use us this morning, Father, in your heavenly name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. How many know that it isn't over? Amen. Okay, we got another five, and right now I'm going to introduce a powerful woman of God. She's been saved for 40 years. She's running the marriage ministry with her husband, amen, and she's been married for 32 years. Come on, somebody give a hand for Sister Michelle this morning.
Thank you. I just want to take a moment and just thank God for saving me. Some of you may not know my testimony. Maybe one day I'll get to share it. But really, truly, I shouldn't be up here sharing with you. I shouldn't be in my right mind, but I am. I want to thank my pastors, Sister Marlene, Pastor Charlie, for giving me this opportunity. Really, when I started coming to Victory Outreach, I wasn't in a good place. And Pastor Charlie just took me under his wing, and he prayed for me. And I got my healing through Victory Outreach. So I'm grateful. I don't take this opportunity lightly, and I'm blessed to be up here. I was blessed to go to the women's retreat, not only to spend time with my beautiful sisters in Christ, but also to sit under such dynamic teachings. I've learned so much, so many different teachings. But one thing that I keep going back to, and that just keeps resonating inside of me, is the teaching on discipleship and how important it is. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord God, I come to you right now, Lord God, and I just ask, Lord God, that you would use this time, Lord God. Let it not be my words that speak, Lord God, but let it be you that speaks through me, Lord God. Let your words minister to your people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In Matthew 28:19, the Bible reads, "Therefore, go make disciples to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." This is what we are called to do. Not just the women that came back from leader retreat, but all of us. I'm speaking to everybody. The women's leadership retreat, the theme for it was, the time is now. Sister Julie said to us, you know, look around you, look on the news, look at what's going on. We are living in the last days. We can't wait any longer. The time is now. God, you know, the time is short. God raised up the ministry of Victory Outreach for such a time as this. We have been learning a lot here at Victory Outreach. We've been hearing a lot lately about the third wave, the younger generation. Is God talking to the younger generation? Yes, he's talking to the younger generation, absolutely. They're the ones that are going to carry on the legacy. But does it stop with them? No, it doesn't stop with them. Do the rest of us, the older generation, do we become complacent? Do we just keep, you know, coming to church and sitting in a seat and taking up space and do nothing because we're leaving it to the younger generation? No, our time is now. You know, the time is now is the theme, but let's switch that around and say, you know, now is your time. Think of it that way. Now is your time to reach the lost. Now is your time to disciple. It's not just for the younger generation. You may be thinking, you know, how can God use me? I'm older now. I have nothing to offer. On the contrary, you're the very vessel that God is looking for. You're the treasure out of darkness. You're the treasure out of darkness. You're called to reach other treasures out of darkness. You are called the disciple like everyone else. It's not just Pastor Charlie's responsibility. It's not just Sister Marlene's responsibility. It's everyone's responsibility. We've all been called to disciple. We have to do something. We can't sit idly by. There are so many lives at stake. This week, Sister Connie talked about, we had the opportunity to meet a young woman from Jacksonville. Her name was Rhonda. She touched my life. She touched my life. She touched my heart. I am a better person for having met her. And you know, she's in the woman's home. She's a recovering addict. But you know what? She is on fire for God. And I just have to think for a moment, you know, why is she on fire for God? She came into the ministry of Victory Outreach. She's in the woman's home. But why? Because Pastor Jamie and Sister Tammy are down there and they're discipling her. You know, they took her under their wing and they're discipling her. They're changing her life. Isaiah 45:2-3, it reads, I will go before you, Cyrus, and level the mountains. I will smash down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. And I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness, secret riches. I will do this so you may know that I am the Lord your God of Israel, the one who calls you by name. Rhonda is one of those treasures out of darkness that needed to be reached and is being reached. We are responsible for all of the Rhondas in the world. The time is now. I'm going to close in prayer. Lord God, I just thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that your words would minister to the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Right now, I have an opportunity to welcome a powerful woman of God. She's been saved for 3.5 years. She is the United We Can coordinator, and she has three beautiful sons, and she is going to one day take a city with her husband. Please help me welcome up Sister Jeanette.
Amen, amen. Good morning, guys. Happy Sunday. Are we still excited? Good job, Michelle. If we can all give her a round of applause. I want to thank God for my salvation. I shouldn't be here right now. I should be dead or locked up in the streets. I'm a nobody. And if we could all open our Bibles to the book of James 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and be complete, not lacking anything. Father God, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for each and every person here, God. I just pray that you move me to the side, God, that you anoint me, God, that you fill me, Holy Spirit, this day, God. I pray, God, that you open all hearts and ears, God, that you have your way, God, within your people here this day, God, that you minister to them, my God, moving in a mighty and powerful way this day. We thank you and we love you. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I first walked into the doors of Victory Outreach, I came in all messed up. I came in as a drug addict. I came in stuck on alcohol, and I came in all messed up, not in my right mind. You know, I came in with pain. I came in with so much baggage. I came in rough, you know, and I thank God for my pastors. I thank God for giving me my pastor and my pastor's wife, for always loving me, for always being there for me, no matter what, actually modeling and showing me the exampleship of true loving a person, no matter what, unconditionally, because I'm not always the easiest person to deal with, amen, but it's the truth, and I just want to label the title, The Process. This is The Process. Okay, so God has saved me, or God has saved all of us with a purpose, and that purpose requires a process. Everybody say process. And God forms us through that process. And in order to make it through the process, and the times of testing and the times of trials are the moments that are actually going to make us. But in order to make it through that, we need to have God within our lives. We need to be those people that stand no matter what. Those are the times that we need to know who we truly are in Christ, because otherwise they will take us out. And the power that you have within the process is what makes you. And I don't know if we know, because I know that I'm grateful for this retreat, because it's refreshed my spirit, reminding me of my purpose and my calling, reminding me of God's promises, reminding me of who I really am in Christ. And a lot of times we don't really know who we are in Christ, or we just simply get comfortable and forget. It reminded me to start walking within my power and within my anointing. And we all need to do that. We all need to walk within our power. We all need to walk within our gifts. That power that you possess is dangerous. That power that you possess is so amazing. The enemy doesn't want you to tap into that. We need to stop being victims to our pain and our struggle and our hurting. We need to use that as a fuel. So we need to stand up. We need to stand up and stop being victims. We need to stand in the glory of God. We need to know that we have the victory no matter what. We can't forget. We can't fight the process. We have to welcome the process. Allow the process to transform us, to make us powerful. We can't allow it to knock us down or make us feel like we're not inadequate, we're not good enough. We need to learn how to die to ourselves and develop godly character. We need to become envisioned, seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. We need to become ministry minded. God has saved you with a purpose, and that purpose doesn't always make sense. The process to that purpose doesn't always make sense. It's not always fair. It doesn't always feel good, and it hurts sometimes. But how many know that we do have the victory? We have what God has given us, and that's an anointing. That's a power, and we need to tap into that, that we are dangerous in the enemy's eyes, and that's why he puts us down, and he makes us feel like we're not good enough, and you can't do it, but you can. You can. We need to get up. Each and every one of us here, you guys all have name tags on it. I do. We all have somebody that we are called to reach. Get up. Take your people. Grab those people that you're meant to take. Stop being victims. Stop being down. We need the process to make us. We need the process to enable us, to fire us up, to give us that passion, that fuel. Get angry with the enemy. Start fighting back. Start taking everything that's been stolen from you. You're not here today by mistake. You're not here today by coincidence. You're here because God wants you here. You're here because he wants to use you. He wants to develop you. He wants you to know that you're precious. He wants you to know how important you are. He wants you to know that you're called and how powerful you are this day. You are powerful today. I want you to know, I want you to say with me today, I am called by God. You are called. Believe it. Don't just say it. Believe it. We need to do what God has called us to do. We need to stop sitting down. We need to stop allowing the enemy to have his way within our lives. Let's fill these empty chairs this day, amen? We have a purpose. We need to take Milwaukee. Who's passionate with me today? Come on. We need to start something up. Father God, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for each and every person here, God. And I pray, Father God, that people are stirred, people are moved, God. And I pray, Lord God, for the desires, God, within our lives, God, to be your will, God, to be all that you want us to be, Father God. I pray that you empower us this day, God, that you encourage us, God, that you move us, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that's responding to the call, God. And I pray for a strengthening Holy Spirit, God, touch and move in your people, Lord God. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are we still excited here? All right, amen. I have the privilege of introducing a beautiful woman of God. And she's been saved for 7 years. She's been married for 7 years. She has one beautiful daughter. And how do you know that she's a pastor's wife? Her name's Sister Lily. If we can all give her a round of applause.
Amen. Hallelujah. Excited to come back from retreat. Amen. I want to thank God for my salvation, that he has saved me, delivered me over 7 years ago. I actually got saved at a leadership retreat. Amen. We can talk about that. If you want to pull me to the side, I can tell you all about that. Amen. But I just want to thank God, my pastors. I want to thank God for my pastors who are amazing, great shepherds. Amen. And I want to, of course, thank my husband who was able to watch my little almost 2-year-old daughter that I was able to go. Praise the Lord that I was able to go, receive. And he was on daddy duty the whole time, did a great job. He did, you know, the best he could with their little ponytails and all this. But amen. It was a great bonding time for them. And I was just amazed that God could do a work in my life. And if I let go a little bit of my daughter, who I treasure and I love and I'm so protective of, if I could let her go for just a week, for a little bit, that he could do something great in my life and in my husband's and in their relationship. Amen. And I'm just going to open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, my God, for this opportunity to come before you, my God, and I pray that every heart be open. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So many women have spoken already. It's been a powerful time. And I just want to speak a little bit about the experience itself, amen, which is one of the biggest parts for me that just speaks volumes. Amen. We've heard some of the women share about Rhonda and the different things that happened. We have little secrets that we, you know, locked it and zipped it in our pocket and all these things and embarrassing moments that we shared as a group that will stay with us. Amen. And all these little things that happened and that we went through, it's part of the experience. It's part of being there. We can hear the messages online and you know, being ministered through that way. But I want to challenge you to make it to these events. It was at one of these events where I got saved. Amen. And there's a great anointing that flows. We have the same God. The same God works there and here. But I want to stir you up a little bit. We have events for a reason, to go and get more committed. It shows a step of commitment. Amen. So I want to challenge you. And, you know, there's maybe some women, some people that have physical things that are holding them back. And I don't want to make you feel a certain way. God can use that. Amen. If you have limitations, amen, this isn't for you. But if you're able to do it, if you can put your kids somewhere for a couple days or take them with, amen, this is for you. It's for you. I want to challenge you to make it to these events. Amen. And I just want to open up in 1 Corinthians 12:6. The Bible reads, there are different kinds of workings, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. I want to read that one more time. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. And one of the sessions, they mentioned the scripture, amen, and it got me thinking, different does not mean inferior to. Different does not mean less than. Amen. Come on, somebody say different. Aren't we grateful that God made us a little bit different? Amen. I'm grateful. I don't have a loud personality. I don't have this, you know, I like to be by myself. I like to be quiet and all these things. Amen. But I'm grateful for the sisters that are loud, for the sisters that'll, you know, come through and step out of the box. Amen. Sister Jeanette actually was like, come on, let's go take a picture with Sister Julie. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Like, you tell her, but I'll be right there with you. Amen. We need those different kind of atmosphere, those different kind of personalities. Amen. God has made us unique. God has made us different, but different doesn't mean inferior or less than. We are different to better each other. Amen. To work together as a puzzle. We have different talents. We have musicians. We have people that are gifted in administration. We have a little bit of everything that is already here. And together we make the puzzle work. We bring it together. Amen. We're different to complement each other, to help each other and to serve in different areas. And one of the sessions, they had mentioned that Sister Julie challenged one of the sisters to get close to 5 leaders. Amen. And pretty much everybody that's been up here sharing the fives is already in leadership position. Amen. Besides the testimonials. So all these women are already equipped. All these women, no matter, you know, our failures or our setbacks or our weaknesses, we're already in position to help. We're already in position to minister, to disciple, to equip. Amen. So I want to challenge you also this day to come close to maybe one or two women. Come close to the leadership. Come close to those that have a Bible study. Come close. Lock arms. It's not time. The time of, oh, there's no one here to work with me. That has to go. That has to come out of the table. There's women that are equipped here. Amen. I just want to challenge you to lock arms. And because we're different, we're able to come under one or two different types of leadership. Amen. I'm grateful that Sister Marlene was able to impart greatly into my life. Sister Tammy in Jacksonville imparted greatly into my life. And they both have different personalities where I was able to take up a little bit of here and a little bit of there. And today I have a little bit of both. Amen. And I'm so grateful for that. So I want to challenge you to get discipled. Amen. To get discipled this day, it's not about somebody approaching you. You have to come and come under somebody and say, hey, will you work with me? Will you work with me? There's a marriage ministry. There's a little bit of everything. There's a gang, amen, that you can fit in, plug in. There's winter retreat coming up. Those 35 and under, that's for you, amen? No matter what, that's for you. You think that's not you, it's for you, amen? We want to challenge you to get committed, to get on board. God is doing something great, amen? Amen. The scripture one more time says there are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Amen. I'm just going to close out in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for all the messages that have gone forth, my God, and I pray that you continue to anoint, my God, this time in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And with that, I have the pleasure of introducing, amen, our beautiful pastor's wife, Sister Marlene. She has been saved for 22 years. She's been married for 20 years. She has 3 children. Amen. A fun fact about her is that she loves to sing and loves to be part of this big family of Victory Outreach. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Let's just open up in a word of prayer. Father, I just thank you for this morning. Thank you for allowing us to be here, God. I pray that you would speak, God. Open the hearts of your people, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We had a powerful time at the leadership retreat. It was powerful because we were able to actually stay with the church that we sent out, Jacksonville. And we were able to stay with Sister Tammy and the women. And it was a beautiful time of fellowship and just getting to know the new women in the church. So we were truly blessed. Amen. So this leadership retreat, the theme is in relentless pursuit. Amen. But also now is the time. And there's a couple of women that really stood out to me and really ministered to me. And this morning, I kind of want to go over a couple of them. The first one is Sister Georgina Valdez. She gave the word on, are you an asset or a liability? So ask yourself this morning, are you an asset to the kingdom of God or are you a liability? And in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, it says, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. Amen. And this is also for the men here this morning. Amen. It's not just for the women. So ask yourself today, are you an asset or are you a liability? An asset, the definition of asset means a useful or valuable thing, person, or quality. And a liability, the definition is a person or thing whose presence or behavior is likely to cause embarrassment or put one at a disadvantage. We need to know today that we have influence. All of us in here have influence, amen? And we have more influence than we think we do. We need to be able to draw people to Christ, amen? So you need to be able to draw people to Christ so that you can be an asset, amen? Now, if you hinder, slow, or stop people, you're a liability. So do you hinder people? Do you slow them down? Do you stop them, amen? You're considered a liability, but do you draw people to Christ? That means you're an asset. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21, it says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to be an asset to the kingdom of God. Amen. So you got to ask yourself here today, and only you can answer that question. Are you an asset or are you a liability? Amen. And I pray that you want to be an asset, that you don't want to be a liability. I don't want to hinder anybody from following God. I don't want to hinder anybody from doing what they've been called to do. Amen. But I want to help. Amen. I want to help build the kingdom of God. I thank God for Pastor Sunny and Sister Julie. Amen. If it wasn't for them saying yes, amen, to the call of God, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. And Victory Outreach. And I thank God, amen, for saving my life. You know, I thank God for my salvation. I've been saved for, you know, 22 years. Amen. And it's not because of Marlene. It's because of God in my life. Amen. I stay close to God. Amen. I stay close to God. Even when I go through it. Amen. I stay close to God. Because why? I want to be an asset to the kingdom of God. I want to be an asset to the city of Milwaukee. Amen. We have been called to build a church. We have been called, amen, to reach those treasures out of darkness. Amen. Are you with me today? And I also want to speak, Sister Jennifer Rabara, she was the last speaker, and it was so powerful. Her message was out of this world. And what she talked about was prophesying. How do you say it? Prophesying? Prophesying. John chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. We're going to read this. It reads, afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holidays. Inside the city near the sheep gate was a pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, laid on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, would you like to get well? He said, I can't, the sick man said, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. Jesus told him, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. Instantly, the man was healed and he rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. Amen. We need to know that the grace of God covered this man. Amen. Jesus walked up to him. Amen. Out of all the people who were there, amen, Jesus walked up to him. Amen. And we need to know today that we're all going through a process. Every single one of us are going through a process. How many can testify that you're going through a process? Amen. We're all going through a process, but we need to know today that through that process, we cannot make excuses. See, this man, he made excuses. That's why he was there for, what does it say? 38 years. Amen? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a woman of God that stays stuck. You know, I don't want to stay stuck, amen, by making excuses. His excuses made him blind to see that the living water was right there in front of him. That living water was right there in front of him. And I want to let you know today that the living water is right there in front of you. It's right there. And all you got to do is step out. You got to take what God's given you. 38 years. Some of you in here today have been stuck. You've been stuck for a while, and it's time that you need to get out of that. You need to stop making excuses. This man stayed in pain for years, not knowing that he was able to turn that pain into power. Come on, the living water is right there, and all you got to do is get a hold of it. Amen? Prophesying. The definition means to say that a specific thing will happen in the future. How many know that today we need to start speaking life into our situations? We get so caught up in speaking death and being negative. We need to start speaking life, amen? Start saying that you are somebody, that you are called, that I've been called to reach the next generation, that I've been called to reach my family, that my family will be saved, amen? That's what we need to start speaking. But maybe look at yourself, take a look and reflect on how you speak. Because you either speak life or death, amen? Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's right. That's right. When you speak the word of God, it releases power. You got to learn how to get into your word, amen, and use scripture, amen, to defeat the enemy, amen, to come against those things that try to bring you down. You got to know the power that you carry within you. That there's death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, Jesus spoke into this man's life, and instantly the chains of bondage and affliction were broken. Today, Jesus wants to speak into your life, amen? He wants those chains and those shackles to be broken, amen? But you're the one, amen? You're the one that keeps those chains and those shackles on you, amen? Because the living water is right there in front of you, but you choose not to go to it. See, this man, he chose not to go to it. He was making excuses, and I'm going to tell you right now, VO Milwaukee, our excuses need to come to an end. I don't know about you, but I want to see these chairs filled up, amen? You know, when we go out there to the streets, amen, there's people broken and hurting, amen? And I think it's powerful when we go to the streets. You're able to really see what a drug addict looks like. You're really able to see how they sleep in those bushes. But sometimes we get so comfortable, we forget. We forget what God has done for our life. See, Jesus spoke into this man's life, and instantly the chains of bondage and affliction were broken. He said to him, rise and take and walk. And that's what God is saying today. Amen. He's saying for you to rise. It's time for you to rise. It's time for you, amen, to take, amen. And it's time for you to walk. It's time for you to go forward. We need to learn how to rise up, amen. We're living in the last days, amen. It's not time for us to go back, amen. We need to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. And we need to go forward, amen, and what God has called us to do. We need to know today also that you and I, we are the carriers of this vision. God has given us a vision, amen. And we are also carriers of our breakthroughs. It was powerful when she was talking about prophesying unto people, amen? And I was like, wow, that's powerful. We stay so messed up and all broken and making excuses when we have the power all along, that it's in within us all along. So, Victor Arch Milwaukee, amen? My spiritual sons and daughters, men and women of God, young people, it's time for you to start prophesying, amen, over your life. Start prophesying. Start speaking life into your family. Start speaking life into your marriage. Start speaking life into your children, amen? Stop making excuses, amen, that, you know, this is going on and that's going on. No, you have the power to change that. It's time to start prophesying over your life, amen? It's time for us to take our city, amen? To take our city from the enemy's grasp. Now is the time, amen? Now is the time, amen? Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, I just thank you for this morning, God, and I thank you, Father God. I pray that this day, God, that we would look at our lives knowing that we are an asset, God, not a liability, God. That you have called us, God. Oh, those living waters are right there before us, God. And Lord, that we would stop making excuses, God, and that we would know, God, that we have been called and chosen for such a time as this, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Let us speak life and not death, God. Lord, that we will be able to see, God, Lord, what you are able to do, God, in the process, God, even when things are going wrong, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you would bless your men and women, God. Encourage them this day, God. Lord, we just thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want the worship team up. If I could please have the worship team take their place. I don't know about you, but I was encouraged. Amen. Every sister that shared had something special to say that and what God had done within their lives. And when you bring it all together, everything that was said wasn't just for the women, it's for the men also. It's easier to make an excuse and then do something about it. Because when you make an excuse, you can blame it on the circumstance or the people. But when you have to do something about it, it calls for you to do it. It calls for you to do something. God's asking all of us, it's our time to do something. whether you're on the mountaintop or in the backside of the valley somewhere, He's calling you to move forward. He wants you to move. He can't do something with someone that don't move. I thought I was going to preach this morning, but the number one trick or strategy of the enemy is to isolate people. I was putting a message together for today, and as the women spoke, I was like, wow, pretty close to the message. Amen. He wants to put us in a place of isolation, apart from the body. To be apart from the body is to be apart from Christ. Oh, I watch preaching on TV. That's not what the Bible says. That's not biblical. It says for us to join in the assembly of the things of the Lord that many have forsaken. To be a part of the body is to be part of Christ and to allow Him to be the head. We got a good thing going on right now. And as simple as my wife is, do you see the anointing of the women that came up? As different as they are, there's an anointing. And too many times we'll look for an anointing behind fancy words, a beautiful song. But the anointing is not seen. It's almost like Jesus can't be seen, but you know He's here right now. The anointing comes through commitment. The anointing comes from being consistent. The influence shifts from being negative, which we all came in with a negative influence. It shifts when we're in position in the things of the Lord to a positive influence. And that's what the Lord wants to do here this day. He wants to make you a positive influence, one of the parts that make up His body. And as Lily says, we're all equally important. It's not based on what gift He has given us. It's based on who He is. And there's some of you that are sitting on some good gifts that can not only bring joy back into your life, but bring life and salvation unto others that are still lost and bound. I'm excited right now because I know we're at the brink, amen, of this place exploding. Pastor, I heard you say that 5 years ago. You know why? Because Jesus is alive in me. And anytime Jesus is alive in one's life, you can always expect something great to take place. I'd rather be excited about something and talk something positive than being fixed on the circumstance and to speak things that are negative. I want to be a faith builder, not a faith killer. And all these women, they came with it. They came with it. So once again, my wife may not be that polished person, but there's an anointing upon her life. Why? 22 years of obedience. Not just in any ministry, but Victory Outreach. There's an anointing there. Just hanging out with her comes with an anointing. Just going to eat with her comes with a double anointing. You can laugh there. That was a joke, amen? But it really does. It's called killing two birds with one stone, amen? My wife loves doing that one. An anointing comes from being in position and being consistent, because I've seen a lot of women and I've seen a lot of men that were the most polished speakers that had revelation and are nowhere to be found today. Sometimes within our mind, we need to make a shift on what the anointing really is. An anointing is an empowerment that God gives. It's an empowerment. And he gives it to men, to women, such as you and I here this day, that don't deserve it. Through his grace and mercy, he has empowered the body, but to do a work. I don't know who the first ones that came up. You know you have an assignment. I think Pedro came up and says, you know there's an assignment within your life. It's time to step out. The waters are being stirred. The living waters there at the pool are being stirred right now. It's time to get up. It's time to humble yourself. It's time to get back in the race, back in that good fight, that one for Jesus, that good fight, that one that brings salvation, that good fight that brings an influence unto your life. As we stand here this beautiful day,